You, that was where you missed out, Mel. Like, if in today's day and age, ASMR traffic reporter, you're getting, there'd you're nailing be, yeah, two there birds, is definitely one stone a market for some that. Creeps.
There's definitely a market
that, for that. What if we did that on, like, it's kind of a joke, but what if we started doing that on air?
What, AMSR?
We got that.
ASMR? Our,
yeah, ASMR traffic reporter. Hey.
Yeah, sort of like.
If you're going on the bishop board.
I don't understand ASMR. Can someone help explain, like, why is it popular?
It's supposed to be soothing.
Yeah.
Soothing? Like, how soothing?
Calming. Mm.
But is it? Like, if someone's going... or...
I don't know. I mean, I've never sat and listened to it for like a long time.
Yeah.
Mostly if I see videos about it, I'm fascinated of what they use to try to make the sound.
It makes me laugh a lot when I see it.
It makes me laugh because I'm like, who is into this?
yeah, that too. Just it.
That and also like the people that are into feet, I don't understand.
One of my friends put this the best and it makes me laugh. He goes, I'm not into feet. But I wish I was, because there are so many avenues for
there
feet.
There are so many avenues
and
for
like,
feet
it
things.
It is so true.
I think there's more avenues
like
on the internet for feet than
well, like
than
out
boobs.
In the open. You go to the beach. It's not like you go to a beach and you, if you're a boob guy,
yeah, you're
not going
like,
to see.
God, they're all covered.
Bare boobs.
Right. Same thing with
but
butts.
If you go to the,
you can see some butts.
You well, can't say
true.
Yeah
that's
in today's
true.
Day and age. But if you go to the beach, there's feet galore.
There's feet everywhere. In fact, there's only feet. Nobody's wearing their shoes on the beach.
Yeah, it's the square footage of feet is wild.
Then that sucks for people in Chicago who have foot fetishes because you only see them for like 4 months
you
a
only
year.
See, yeah, yeah, right, man. Right.
That's why there's a lot of snowbirds. Yeah. Like, I got to get down to Florida.
Yeah, they're going down not for the weather, but just for the amount of feet. I'm just like, I don't understand the attract, because like boobs, I get. They're hot. Same thing with butts.
Boobs and butts, very simple.
For
yeah.
women, I understand.
Boobs and butts. And
I understand
boobs and
like
and boobs
guys
and
with great abs and, you know, great pecs.
That's a little overrated.
What?
Great
like abs?
Having fabulous abs.
Ooh,
and
go
pecs.
On. I'm listening.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole bodybuilding, like six pack, I don't care about that.
One time, Haley was watching The Bachelor and she said, yeah, that guy is a dad bod. And I looked and I'm like, that guy is in a lot better shape
than
me.
I am. Like, you're ugh. Like, man, what do I have?
I was
then?
Like, I got like a stepdad
bod. I have a stepdad
bod. 40-year-old just trying to be nice to the kid bod.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm never going to replace your real dad.
I'm not your dad. I'm just the dad that stepped up. Call him sport a lot. See if he wants to play catch, yeah. But he's like 15, so no.
Yeah, I'm overly eager to go to all of his practices.
Yeah, just like, oh who God. Are your pals you're hanging with? Like, get out of here, stepdad.
Oh,
never had a stepdad, but I feel like I'm nailing all the stereotypes.
You don't
you're
have to open
good.
Up to me, but if there's ever anything you want to tell me that you don't feel comfortable telling your mom, I'm here for your
I'm
sport.
Here. Yeah.
What's the mom bod? What's that?
Mel, I don't know if we can go here in 2026.
Why not? I asked.
The thing is, like I don't like it. This is going to sound weird. I don't think there is like a stereotypical one.
Well, I'll say this.
Because originally a dad bod started off like a little pudgy.
Yeah, right.
And then it became like just
like
somebody who's in shape but doesn't have abs. That's slowly what it became. And it was like, no. The whole point was that you were a little bit thicker, but like not too big.
Yeah, no definition in your arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. The mom bod, I think, is like, because, and correct me if I'm wrong, with the science here, when a woman gives birth, don't her hips get a little bit wider? Childbearing hips? No, like your pelvis.
So,
doesn't your pelvis, like...
During childbirth, and I think towards the tail end of carrying a baby, your body, a woman's body, creates something, a hormone called relaxin.
Oh,
and
man,
relaxin.
Sounds awesome. Wish I could get me some of that.
And relaxing.
I do that every Sunday.
Yeah, I knew this was coming.
First of all, I've been relaxing after the show every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I think I have that hormone. If any women out there need some excess, I've got some.
So your body creates a hormone called relaxin. And relaxin actually allows the hips to spread so that the baby can enter the birth canal and exit you know where.
Yeah.
But not the your butt. Body doesn't always, after a while, you're, would you stop?
I'm sorry. The body. Austin's had two children and he's just watching. He goes, so when does it come out of the butt?
Yeah, when are you going to poop that baby out?
It comes out of where?
Wait, what? That's not big enough.
Oh my gosh.
And the butt is?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you want to hear about relaxing and wide hips or not?
Okay, the one joke that I also want to make real quick before we move
on. Yes, to answer your question, Mel, but I got to hear this joke.
It was, you're like, well, the hips get wide, relaxing sets in, and the hips get wide. Like, oh, I wish my wife was relaxing a little more. Am I right, guys?
Folks?
Things
are not going well.
Things are not
going. All right, so relaxing.
Eventually, after you have a child, your body stops producing all that relaxin. And I think...
That's why my wife's always on edge.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry. I didn't make the joke. He did.
I know. I can never get a story out of
that. That was Kyle Mildenmo. People always mistake us.
I think your hips can go back. Maybe not necessarily every woman's hips go back, but they don't, first of all, spread that much.
Mm. Okay.
And I don't think my hips are any bigger now than they were then.
So you,
but it's just like I think it's a temporary thing.
So you would say your hips don't lie,
folks.
I can tell by the face that you were. I'm like, here comes a joke.
What? Yeah. First of all, if I'm asking questions, it's most likely a joke.
Oh, sure. Not. Don't ask me any questions then. Some serious questions.
Wait, so Mel, I also know that when you give birth, like a lot of times things with your body just change completely.
Mm. A lot of it's temporary.
What was there anything permanent for you? Because like, for example, well, Meredith has a mark on her forehead that like she lost all like color template for.
Template.
Or whatever. I don't know. Like, it's just like it won't.
So she's got a white
like
spot.
You can really tell when she gets tan because like that part of her like forehead is like not as tan or like not tan, and that
during
came
pregnancy
post birth. And like her eyebrows. So she gets her eyebrows done mainly because one of her eyebrows went like half white.
Still,
yeah,
that half ain't right.
What?
No, I'm throwing out things.
Yeah, it's
I'm
all right.
Throwing,
no, I appreciate
know, you
the effort.
You gotta spitball sometimes.
Sometimes women's feet, this is what I've heard, their feet spread. They get wider or bigger.
Today. Yeah.
And there are many women that claim that their feet never go back to the size that they were. Some people say the same thing about their nose. And when you're pregnant, you create more melasma. I think I'm saying that right.
Normal,
you know what that is?
Asthma?
Melasma.
Oh, I was like, normal asthma? You just start wheezing?
No. And melasma... I think it's melasma.
Melasma sounds like a character in the Marvel franchise.
Yeah, or Wicked. Yeah, melasma was my favorite witch.
Let me know when you're done.
I'm done.
Oh no, the city's being taken over by melasma.
Oh no, doctor. The scientists are trying to come up with a stop with it. I wish we had a hero. Sorry.
And melasma swoops in.
Oh, no.
Wait, is melasma the hero?
Yeah, I don't know. We can workshop
both. I think it works for both.
Maybe starts off as a villain, but they make him or her into a good person.
I love that.
I love that, too. We got a storyline going.
Yeah. Marvel's like, just hands us $300 million to make that movie.
Avengers of melasma. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We're not ready to commit to this, you know?
Melasma is created by the body, more melasma, which can turn your areolas.
Hello.
Here we go.
And parts of your...
Hold on, can you whisper
the JJ.
This?
Can you
start whispering this?
Also, your underarms, sometimes your upper lip, and different areas can turn dark.
Okay.
My underarms became like super dark.
Super dark?
Dark. Was like, bizarrely
dark. And it wasn't
dark.
Hair?
No, there was no hair. I was shaven. But they became, like, really dark. Like, as dark as you are with your darkest tan. Mr. Italian.
Mm. Yeah, thank you.
But then after about a month, it faded away. Well, he gets tan.
Yeah, when she threw on the Mr. Italian there on the end, like, I was like, I don't know. Is that a slur?
No.
She looks at me. She goes, hey, pasty Irishman.
I was like, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I started out pasty, like pasty Irishman.
Sure.
And then I turned into Mr. Tan Italian.
Yeah.
And then it went back to pasty Irishman under
armpits. Were you holding up pictures of Kyle and I to compare?
I could have.
Before?
Yeah, she's like, wait a minute. My armpits used to be a Kyle. And she picked up the photo of Austin. But now it's an Austin. Wait.
The woman's body and birth and pregnancy is fascinating.
This is a question that I think is going to lead us down a road that none of us want to go down, but...
Let's do it.
Areolas can get bigger?
Yes.
I've heard this before.
Wait, really? I did not know that. Is that for guys and girls? Or just
girls? They can also get bigger if you gain weight. They can stretch.
Dude, if you had met a guy that had big areolas...
Well, look myself in the mirror every day. Am I right, guys?
You do not.
No, yours aren't crazy big.
Oh, you guys...
No, I've met guys that are bigger than yours, and we used to call them dinner plate nipples.
Yeah.
Aww,
it was pepperoni nips, I've heard.
Pepperoni nips is another one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pep nips.
No, I'm self-conscious about mine.
So are guys self-conscious about that?
I am about mine.
I don't think mine are that big.
I've gotten teased for mine. That's why I'm self-conscious, yeah.
Well, wait, what was the thing that Porter just recently got that I told you that I got as a kid, the thing that goes on underneath your nipples?
It's like a cyst.
Yeah, what's it called? Doesn't it have a name?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember now. It does have a name.
Does Porter still have it?
It's there.
It's like when you get hit in your nipple, it hurts. Did you ever get this going through puberty?
What, a cyst?
Something underneath your nipple, and it like...
It's like a hard ball.
Yeah.
No, I never got this.
It was very hard, and it hurt so bad if you hit it. So me and my best friend Frank got it, and we didn't know what it was. We had no idea what it was, and like literally, we were just like, "This is like my nipples hurt when they get hit."
How long did you have it?
I mean, probably at least a few months, if not a year or something. Yeah,
yeah.
I remember being for a while, and I was like, "Is this ever going to go away? Is this just life now?"
Really? Yeah. I know it is a little, I can tell just by looking at him, you know, that the one looks different than the other one.
Well, and then I think mine moved. I think mine started in one and then went to the other side.
What?
I think, if I remember correctly.
I don't think it actually moves, like travels. It probably just went down on one side and then got bigger on the other side.
It was like shopping for apartments in New York. You know, it's like, this one's not that great. I think I'm going to move to that one.
Why New York?
I don't know.
What was the scenario there? You could have just said shopping for apartments. I didn't know.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Or you should have said, better joke, shopping for apartments in the Twin Cities. Because twins.
Oh, because they look alike, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, well, St. Paul is a lot like Minneapolis.
Oh. Shopping for an apartment in Boulder, Colorado.
Why Boulder?
Because it sort of makes you look like you have boobs.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Or New York titty.
Oh, my.
You're
Can you say
fascinated
that?
With New York right now.
Can you say that here right now?
Are you moving to New York?
Am I moving to New York?
Yeah.
Oh,
just
man.
Making a lot of New York references.
I am going to New York in a week.
That makes me also think you're moving to New York.
Why would I move to New York? That is the one place, either New York or St. Louis are the only two places that like Mayor like wants to move to ever again. And I'm like, come on.
Wow, those are two drastically different places.
They couldn't be more drastically different.
New York City's pretty cool.
I love New York City. There's an energy in New York City that like I haven't been able to find anywhere else.
Well, every city kind of has its own vibe.
Mm-hmm. They do, for sure. The New York is like this energy, like if you're not going, someone else is. Like you get kind of caught up in it. Nashville, I felt like I've never felt a more creative vibe in any city that I've ever lived in than Nashville. Here, I love the vibe here because it's
party.
Oh, shoot. You guys down to drink? You guys go down to
party
go to the,
vibe.
The corner pub in the neighborhood? No, here it's like it feels like it's got all of the greatness of New York. But it's just more chill.
It's also cleaner.
And it's cleaner.
Way cleaner.
And it's cleaner. And nicer. Friendlier.
Yeah, people aren't as mean here.
Yeah, so.
Andrew Weierman, one of our salespeople, was telling me he roots for the Colts. He's from Valpo.
Ew.
Roots for the Colts because he said, growing up, Chicago sports fans were mean. And I'm like,
really?
I'm like, you know, I think that's fair, but I think you could say bitter was probably a better word.
Yeah. Frustrated?
You
yeah.
brought up Valparaiso, where you said he lives. Mm-hmm. That's the issue, is people in Indiana, specifically I'm talking Northwest Indiana, uh-huh. are friendlier than people in Chicago.
I get that.
They're nicer. So somebody like Andrew, who lives in Valpo, yeah. is going to think that.
Right.
It's because they're nicer there.
Same thing with people from Minnesota. People in Minnesota are abnormally nice. Like, also, they call it Minnesota nice.
Also, we've talked about the Bears moving to Indiana. And I've said, you know, if they do it, just call it, then you're the Indiana Bears,
yeah.
in my opinion. You made the switch over. You want to do it for money reasons? Completely get it. Do what you need to do. You're the Indiana Bears. My brother raised another issue that I didn't think of if they moved to Indiana. They would no longer be the pride and joy of Illinois.
Oh, wow.
So you could never play Bear Down Chicago Bear.
That's crazy. They're the pride and joy of Indiana.
Indiana.
Yeah.
Doesn't roll.
Oh, that's a good point. I never even thought about that.
I think that might be the...
Maybe they just changed the whole line. Well, I don't know. I think if they moved to Indiana, I think the nation's going to be less thrilled from the T formation.
Honestly, T formation will die.
Oh, man.
Try to come up with a line that would be replaced with that.
For the pride and joy of Illinois?
It's too perfect. You can't replace it.
You
would have to create a whole new song. You have to. 100%. If artists took their biggest hits and then changed a line in it, no one would be happy about that. No one would be like, I like this new version better.
You made more money from moving to indie?
Like, when Taylor Swift did all her re-releases, everybody was like, yeah, I still like the originals better, even though they were just re-recorded.
I'm glad she won that little... dispute with Scooter Braun,
yeah.
Because I love the originals more than the Taylor's versions. I'll hand raise.
Is there that big of a difference?
There is.
If you listen to them enough.
Yeah, and I listen to them more than I should.
Hmm.
But yeah, no, if they move, no longer pride and joy of Illinois.
So what then becomes the pride and joy of Illinois?
I think you would have to, that's a very good question.
The Bean?
No.
How can it not be? Is it too new?
No, it's just, it's not a sport.
Yeah, I feel like it has to.
Well, it doesn't have to be a sport.
I feel like it has to be a
sport. What's the pride and joy of Illinois? What's the thing we've been most proudful of?
And brings the most joy, which really the Bears are getting,
it can't be Cubs or Sox because it's split.
No, it is split.
And Blackhawks, the NHL, you don't want to make... I love the NHL. Don't get me wrong. But you don't want to make in America
a hockey team.
Bulls
haven't been good since the 90s. Yeah. Really.
So I'm thinking the Bean, you guys.
I'm thinking Willis Tower.
Sears Tower.
You should be arrested.
Sears
Tower.
You should be arrested.
Willis Tower.
And thrown into jail. The jail underneath the Sears Tower.
Pride and joy of Willis Tower.
That doesn't even rhyme. I'm getting angrier and angrier the more I sit here.
I think that's what it should be, though.
Nobody calls it the Willis Tower.
Yes, they do.
I'd be willing to.
The only thing is, you asked that question, and we've asked that before on the show. And if you go, nobody calls that. The people who are, you know, more old timers, whatever, they are going to fight for that, of course. People do call it Willis Tower.
Yeah, tourists. No, they're called tourists.
More people call it that than you think.
Bruce doesn't even call it the Willis Tower.
Bruce?
Willis.
Okay.
Bill Murray. Pride and joy of Illinois.
I'm scared to give the pride and joy of Illinois to a celebrity.
Because of scandals?
Anything.
Abraham Lincoln?
He's dead. He can't do anything.
But he was the pride and joy of Illinois, technically.
Yeah, technically. It is the land of Lincoln.
So.
Why not Abe Lincoln?
It should, like, Abe Lincoln's the follow-up, too.
But does it need to be something current? Because it's not like Abe Lincoln is still around.
No, it's just something that it brings, again, pride and joy.
Yeah, that's a good point. Melissa McGurn.
Please.
She's the pride and joy of Illinois.
It's Indiana again, though. Portage.
Oh, yeah, you're not even. Yeah, you were born in a different state.
What about the Museum of Science and Industry?
Nerd.
I haven't been there yet, so I can't
what?
Speak to that.
You got to take the kids to
I love that,
that
you said what. I was like, I haven't been there since middle school. Like, why?
Really? Has it been that long?
I've been to medieval times since.
Medieval times, pride and joy.
Now we're talking, you guys. We are the pride and joy of Illinois. Medieval times. Sit down and enjoy the jousting match.
Are you team red or team blue or yellow or green? Beer if you're old enough, or just get a giant Pepsi.
What about a turkey leg?
Guess we got a stew on that one.
Yeah.
Could be food. Italian beef.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Hot dog.
Mm-hmm. Hot dog.
Malort. Ooh. All the things that we're known for.
Ooh. Old style beer.
Ooh. Ooh.
But now Old Style is brewed up in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really?
It was bought by the, was it Miller? What? No, the Pabst.
Oh, Pabst Blue Ribbon Company.
They bought all the dying beers.
Oh, that was nice of them.
Because they were like, we're just going to lean in on vintage.
What about Goose Island?
That was here, right? Yeah, but Goose Island's now owned by AB.
And that's St. Louis.
Anheuser-Busch. Well, it's technically Germany.
It also does not need to be in Chicago.
Which is funny.
Let's keep that in mind. Pride and joy of Illinois doesn't need to
be in
Chicago.
Speaking of things changing, like, you know, you can't put all your eggs in a basket of like a celebrity because you never know what's going to happen.
Yep.
Budweiser, right? Has always been America's beer, right? Mm-hmm. Always been like branded as like the king of beers. It's in America. We are America first.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sell out to InBev. And InBev is headquartered in Germany. So AB, the most American brewery, is not even
in America.
In America.
Made in America.
Right. So that's why
let's hear it.
Yingling is the new American beer.
Ooh,
America's
love this.
Oldest brewery.
Some have said that.
Huh?
Where exactly is the brewery?
Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
Mm.
Okay,
thanks
so
to DG Yingling.
How
and
can
Son.
It be the pride and joy of
No, he's talking about American
Oh, I'm just saying, I'm
now.
Just talking about the pride and joy of America beer.
Oh, yeah.
Budweiser said they're America's beer.
Yeah. I thought you were still trying to get
the well, although it
we should,
the
that's
pride
what
joy.
We should do. If the Bears move to Indiana.
Just start claiming things for our
we
own?
Should, no, we should call the Chicago Bears.
Uh-huh.
And let's try to make a pitch for us to be the new pride and joy of Illinois. Because they're not the pride and joy of Illinois anymore.
Ooh.
So we have to jump on that quick.
Melissa and Austin down.
Yep.
Chicago.
Well, no,
radio.
We would just, we don't need to make a song.
Oh, okay.
We just call ourselves the pride and joy of Illinois.
I think we can. Is it trademarked? Is pride and joy of Illinois trademarked?
I used to have a shirt that says that. I don't know.
That's a good question. I don't know if it is.
If it's
Maybe
not,
we should.
We should jump on it.
Oh my gosh.
Imagine how pissed, like.
The McCaskies would be.
Well, I was going to say the Fred Show.
But they didn't think of it first?
Yeah, or like, what are some other, Sherman and Tingle.
Do you think like the name Chicago's trademark?
Moe and Carla.
Yes.
The name Chicago?
Just the word Chicago.
Probably.
It's a good question.
I don't know if it is.
But like, who would get the trademarks for it? I don't even know.
All you got to do is pay for it.
I do know there's certain words you're not allowed to trademark.
Maybe Chicago's one of them.
Yeah, like I would imagine like cities you're not allowed to.
But Chicago the band.
Oh, that's a good point.
I bet you if you go through a list and you think really hard, you could come up with a good trademarked word and make a ton of money.
People have been doing that.
What about boingy? Sounds like a spring. Boingy?
You use it more than you think.
I think I might use it as a catchphrase.
I don't use boingy. I've never used that word.
Not yet, you don't. But once it catches on, you're going to be like, boingy. It's like, think about whoever created like 6-7 or whatever.
They had a year.
They had a year. They had a moment. What if boingy became 2026's new thing?
I don't know.
All right. Any kids listening, start saying boingy in school. This is where it starts. It's got to start from the kids. kids.
It helps, yeah.
Start saying boingy. And you can use it in any realm. It's like the F word. You know, the F word can be an adjective, a noun, a pronoun, you know, a verb.
Yeah.
Boingy is the same way.
Same way?
Yeah.
Like, I'm boingy mad right now.
Yeah, right, right. Hey, let's go boingy.
I'm feeling a little boingy in the pants.
Yeah, you are such a boingy.
Or could it be changed in, like, I'm boinging mad right now?
Like boinging?
Boinging.
No, I think it's got to be, got to keep the boingy. Y on there. That's the half, yeah. That keeps half the fun.
Because it's
boingy.
When you do the really bad word, it changes.
Right, right. Mm. It does, yes. The suffix changes.
So.
Boingying. I'm boingying.
It doesn't sound angry enough. To be like me. Sure.
What the boingy are you talking about?
Oh, I like that.
See, it should just be boing.
Maybe we should
the boing?
Yeah.
No, because then it sounds like what the boy.
No, you say ing. What the boing.
Wait, what was the word that you were saying that people say all the time that you get so annoyed at?
Mel gets important.
Important. When people don't like enunciate the end of like ent, like mountain.
Well, and they also put like a.
Important.
They almost put like a almost an old school like Valley Girl sound to it. So I don't know. The other day I stopped somewhere because it was really important
yeah.
to be there. And oh my gosh, it is nails on a chalkboard for me.
But we'll be like editing audio important. And Melissa will hear someone go important. She go, oh my gosh.
If they just say important.
Important.
Important. Or important.
I don't like when people don't enunciate boingy.
But when you go important, it's so, it's like, where's the rest of the word? Important.
I know, that's boingy weird, you know?
Important. Important.
You guys, do you know how many super young millennials / Gen Z do that?
Yeah.
OMG.
Well, I think enunciating the end of the word, they just don't think is that important.
But then. It's like, it's,
what was that?
It's like,
yeah, it's a enunciation factory.
They changed the tone on it. You know what I mean? It's not important. Just important. It's important. Oh my gosh, you guys, it drives me absolutely. Just keep an eye out for it. Keep an ear out for it.
Sure.
You'll see it on social media. You see it in interviews with professional.
Right.
With doctors.
Like important interviews.
If they're like a young millennial doctor, they'll be like, it's really important to follow up with
yeah,
your doctor.
Yeah, I don't know if I want my doctor talking like that. I want my doctor enunciating gosh. More than in my English teacher, honestly.
Mm. Can I say the word?
Important.
Important.
Did he do it?
He just did it.
But not like int. He didn't do it with the
inflection. He did int, though. He goes important.
Important. Kyle, you're so Gen Z.
God forbid.
Are you, you're millennial, right?
Yep.
You're a young millennial.
No. Millennial stopped in like 96, 94-ish. So I'm an older millennial.
I thought millennials went to
younger
like
millennial.
45.
Yeah, you're younger millennial. You're younger millennial. Because Gen Z is like, right. Like,
it's like 80 to 94, I want to say.
Because Gen Z, I was like 30 right now.
Yeah.
Younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, can you imagine when the next generation comes in? I don't even know what generations my daughters are. It's too
They're
many
Gen
generations.
Alpha.
Can we just stop with the generations? Can we just all be the same age?
Yeah. They're Gen Alpha, by the way.
Gen Alpha?
Yeah.
Wait, short for Gen A? That's the
Force, Gen A?
That's the Forrest Gump generation.
Oh, my God.
Gen I. What?
That's as bad as saying important.
Jedi. Oh. But how about the Mariolas, guys?